From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. The provincial government is providing financial relief to help municipalities deal with costs that are associated with the early spring ice storm that we saw this year. Back in late March, the storm knocked down many trees and power lines and left residents of Georgina and other surrounding areas in the dark. The announcement of the new Municipal Ice Storm Assistance Program was made just last week. According to the Minister of Municipal Affairs, Rob Flack, the program will provide financial assistance to small businesses, farms, and not-for-profits that had to eat costs that were not covered by insurance because of the storm. Eligible applicants have until October 31st to apply for relief funding. Aurora Mayor Tom Marakis attended the Association of Municipalities of Ontario last week. The two-day conference was held in Ottawa, and Marakis went to advocate for several issues. Marakis voiced his displeasure with a new bill that the province passed right before the summer break. Bill 17 made changes that would allow developers to have more charges deferred by municipalities. Marakis has some concerns over the bill and would like to see recommendations made so that the bill can work for both developers and municipalities. Prime Minister Mark Carney took his first visit to Kyiv, Ukraine over the weekend as the nation celebrated their Independence Day. While overseas, Carney outlined what Canada's $2 billion aid package would entail. The announcement of the funding was made back in June at the G7 in Canada. According to Carney, more than $1 billion of the relief will go towards purchasing high-end U.S. equipment along with ammunition, drones, and armored vehicles. Carney also reiterated the possibility of Canada providing troops on the ground, but only if Ukraine and Russia could come to an agreement on a ceasefire. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro.